Because we are not under the spirit of fear.
Once Brent gets
of love and power and sound mind.
Hoping that
so that would be a fear of man. It says in Proverbs that the fear of man is a snare.
We'll have to change some things to suit the
in Matthew, Jesus said in 10:28, fear not him who's able to kill the body, but fear him who's able to destroy both body and soul.
We stop there. I'm sorry, 12:18.
So there's a right kind of fear.
And at 18, this is where it really
worry about
the page who he's writing to.
We can't change it, and people say you should worry.
Okay, where some of it,
why worry about things you can't change?
But when you get to this one,
and so our mind gets running.
It's
okay, and all this stuff.
It's so obvious.
If I let my mind keep running, I'll be so depressed about Heidi's situation.
You know, I understand your words. We
know what to do.
Holy book.
Okay, and I have
to
throw that in God's lap.
And help us to.
And every once in a while, I keep taking it back. And I got to throw it back over here.
Lord, I pray that you help us to be faithful to thee in Jesus' name.
Okay, and that's just how it is. That's just how
we are. Remember that the recipients of
Hebrews, there's also a godly sincerity, 2 Corinthians writes.
After reading the Old Testament, what
comes to mind?
So that
shows us that there's a true and there's a faith.
Are not come unto
be,
the mount
a person would be
that
wise
be
to be careful to cross
and that
street
burned with
when
fire
a green light.
Nor
unto fear.
The blackness
okay,
and darkness and tempest
fear about the
and
economy,
the sound
well,
of a trumpet
control
and
that.
The voice of words
To
which
fear
voice they that heard
the
entreated that the
that.
Word should not be spoken
I mean,
to them anymore.
We just got to put our trust in the Lord.
Skip the parentheses for now. Drop
okay,
down to 22, which is the sentence.
People can run and hide, but they, man,
but ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city
phones,
of
I mean,
the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem,
I mean,
and to
an
innumerable company of angels and so forth.
And what if we bring
glory
to God in our
death? Okay, so verse 18:19. Mount Sinai.
None of us like to think like that.
That's where the Jews got the Ten Commandments.
Stephen's death.
What were they told?
Brought glory
as that
to God.
Mountain quaked, as that
I
mountain
doubt
burned
that when
with
got
fire.
Heaven, he said, "Man, I shouldn't
the
have."
The people
said that.
Were scared to death.
He really got fired up.
At the end of verse 19, what did the people get together and do? They
said
to Moses,
"You
go talk to him.
We're
too scared to hear him talk to us."
Man, that was. If I'd have known that,
you
I would have said right off the bat.
You be our mediator, and God said that they were smart. They were wise in saying that. Because
so,
he audibly spoke
we just
the Ten Commandments to them.
These things.
But
and,
in this idea,
they
were
heading
towards eventually to an earthly Jerusalem,
fear.
But these people that
so
he's writing to
have a fear towards
are
our
heading
God
towards a heavenly
when you get
Jerusalem.
Fussing with God.
So we're dealing with the Hebrews
as I know
of the tribulation.
Do.
What follows
when you get
the tribulation
with God,
will
just
be the
stop
second
yourself,
coming.
Take yourself by the neck.
Interesting
the collar, and say,
idea
hey,
in the parentheses.
Now,
for they could not
smart.
Endure
you're
that which was commanded,
the
Ten Commandments,
and
if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall
anyway.
Be stoned or thrust
and he's
through with a dart.
Existence. Now, he's promised he's not sending you
well,
there.
The question comes up on that one, who was going to do that?
You know, you just need to kind of think about it.
Most likely an angel.
Yeah,
most likely an angel
it,
was
still,
guarding. And if an animal happened to show up, all of a sudden
okay,
this dart
so
came out of nowhere.
God acceptedly with reverence and a godly fear.
Took him out,
okay,
and that would surely produce some fear.
Second, or in Philippians
okay, or a rock came out of nowhere and pelted that animal.
Philippians chapter 2.
Hollywood's trying to depict some of these things, but the Lord had all this going on at Mount Sinai.
Okay, now some folks will quickly say, well, we're
so
the
so these
New
people
Testament.
Were exceedingly afraid.
Love. And you should serve
and in verse 20 it says,
yeah,
and so terrible as
far
was the sight that Moses
him,
said, I exceedingly fear. And
Philippians 2 verse 12, wherefore, my beloved?
So the Ten Commandments, when this booming,
so
thunderous
love,
voice,
as ye have always obeyed,
not thundered
in
out
my presence
the
only,
Ten
but
Commandments,
now much more my absence,
which was
work out your own
like
salvation
a marriage proposal. To the
now, that's
nation
not
of Israel.
Working out the salvation.
And so he's basically
he
making an agreement with them, the Mosaic agreement. If you comply with this, then here's what I will do.
Life.
If you don't comply with this, then this
okay,
is what
and,
I will
and
do.
Things like that. That's
and
what he's
God
dealing
did,
with.
He met his agreement.
I think our greatest fear.
Okay, and they were all afraid about this. And Exodus 20, verse 20. Basically, God told them through Moses, don't be afraid. I just came here to scare you.
Keeps us on our toes.
Okay, and recognize kind of what he's saying in Exodus 20:20. I think that's the first 20:20 in the Bible.
Once you start doing that,
okay, and so it was a very fearful thing.
And I
now there's a phenomenon
so
that's going around the world. I just happened to mention the kitchen about
the
people
right
hearing trumpet sounds. Has
and
anybody heard some trumpet
church,
sounds?
Eyes
you know?
Will glass over.
Okay, Jen and I heard one in Australia.
Cover up, and they won't be hearing a word you say.
And this is get on YouTube, and you can hear something bellowing out there, and it sounds like a trumpet.
Deception, because they don't want to take
heed. I hope an angel's warming
up. They started that path.
Okay, but it's something really strange.
Far enough,
and a lot of things that God can do in nature and creation to try to get our attention, or just to show us or give us little hints there and here that hey, I'm still out here. Don't forget me.
And so that's one thing I dare say.
And then we overlook the demonic beings and everything.
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16.
Okay, in verse 22, but ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem.
And he's referring to saving us.
Okay, the Jerusalem, that which is above, is free. Galatians 5 writes about.
And deception in these
okay,
days.
Okay, and then it
so
says, and to an innumerable company of angels, you know, can't keep track of
how
many.
And so he lands off this last
verse. Now, verse 23, a lot of guys think they know what they're talking about.
And, fire is used by
God to let you know I'm
guessing. Fear. Animals
okay,
naturally fear
the
fire.
General assembly.
Okay, so the judgment
and
of
the church of the firstborn. The church
fire.
Of the firstborn,
angels
I are called
can
the
probably lean toward
fire,
the New Testament
the
church.
Like fire,
Jesus being the first person
29.
Born of God.
God
and
is being
a
part of his church.
Fire.
If that's the here, case, then a general assembly
could be the
Old Testament saints
as a burning bush.
And the church
burned,
of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, we are promised
so our
that our names are written in the Lamb's
fire.
Book
we
of
jump
life.
That right back to the
and
to
the God,
Sinai,
that judge of
and
all.
Lightning hit
that's what Revelation
Sinai,
writes about.
Smoked
the
and
judge of the universe,
because he was put in fear.
And to the spirits of just
hearts.
Men made perfect.
Our God,
as in our Father which art
one.
In heaven. These are all Jewish
anything
things.
Anything
our
possibly
God is
a consuming fire.
But I really don't know.
Now the Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, so this is like the crowd in heaven.
Somebody, he said, "I have not come to
eventually
judge, but to save."
And it says, "And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant."
Okay, so that's
new covenant mentioned here in 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. I'm sorry, mentions New Testament.
And we're getting right to the end of it.
And I do believe that the difference between a testament and a covenant is a covenant doesn't necessarily involve family, where a testament involves family, like the last will and testament. And he used the word covenant many times with the people of Israel.
And I just pray you to.
And so he is saying that Jesus is a mediator of the new covenant. Covenant. Again, for a Jew, that's hard to accept. They don't like the idea. They think that they don't think too highly of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Jewish remnant are going to think very highly of him. And they're going to believe in him. And he's a mediator. The Catholics will try to make Mary, the mother of God, the mediatrix between man and Jesus. And then Jesus is the mediator between God and the Father. But obviously we don't want to buy into that idea. There's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. So the Lord Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant. That was written about back in chapter 8 and 9 and 10, where he died once for all. And to the blood of sprinkling, that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Okay, the blood of Abel shed, the first martyr throughout history, where he was killed by his brother Cain. And he's showing us that the blood of Jesus Christ is obviously better than the blood of Abel. The blood of Abel reveals that you can't get blood out of turnip, and also reveals that you can't get away with murder. Okay, but the blood of Jesus Christ reveals eternal redemption and an inner cleansing of our soul. And it is eternal blood, and it is still in working today, where the blood of Abel has been long gone. And then he says, verse 25, "See that you refuse not him that speaketh."
Okay, the idea is that Jesus Christ is audibly going to speak from heaven during the tribulation time period. Revelation 6 says that when he speaks, when he pulls back the curtain,